Chair, thanks to the gentleman and recognize the chairman of the full committee, Mr. Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank the ranking member for your leadership. I have a statement I'd like made part of the record, but I just have to say that I guess I've had it. You know, we have been going back and forth on this stuff since this energy bill passed, and I no longer have any confidence that, and I shouldn't be going after you folks, that you people have any idea what's going on here. You are going to kill off the biofuels industry before it ever gets started. And you're in bed with the oil companies. You know, why would you put indirect cost on corn, you know, and soybeans and not put it on oil? What about all the indirect cost of protecting the oil shipping lanes in the Middle East? You know, that's not counted. I mean, this is ridiculous what's going on here. You know, this stuff gets put in the middle of the night, and, you know, over our objections, we've been trying to fix this for 2 years. I go down and meet with people. Nothing happens. You know, we're off on some peer review. Why aren't we peer reviewing all these other things? Why are we picked out? Because people don't like corn ethanol. Well, I'll tell you something. You kill off corn ethanol, which is what you're going to do here, you know, and it's what I'm upset about is not so much what we're talking about today, but the interaction of this with the climate change bill and what's going on over there. And, you know, I'm at the point where I don't even want to ask anybody any questions because you're putting us into a position to talk about something we shouldn't even be talking about. So I just want this message to be sent back down the hill or down the street that the way this thing is going on, I'm off the train. I will not support any kind of climate change bill. I don't care, even if you fix this, because I don't trust anybody anymore, okay? And this is just, I'm headed. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Chair, thanks to the chairman for his remarks, and there's not much to say to follow up on that other than there's a lot of people off the train. They need a new conductor here, so we need to negotiate, and we have a lot of problems with, as the
chairman
said.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I don't think we can negotiate.
I didn't even mean that, sorry.
Because we can't, the people we're dealing with here, you know, I don't think we can negotiate with. You know, I don't have any confidence that, I mean, the only way I would consider supporting any kind of climate change bill, if it was ironclad, that these agencies had no ability to do any rulemaking of any kind whatsoever. We had everything dotted and crossed, the T's crossed, and we could be absolutely guaranteed that these folks would not get involved. And I'm not sure if that's possible, but if that could be done, and if they could, you know, make me confident, then maybe we could talk about it. But, you know, I'm not in any mode of negotiating with anybody at this point.